those two volunteered, have resigned as commanders of my fleet, or rather that of our higher commander, overall commander, Ashtar. They are my peers. They have been transferred to your sphere and to your dimension for the sole purpose of working from that aspect to complete the blueprint, the plans that we have constructed into manifestation. You also volunteered, and that is why you are at that place at this time. I'm going to share some things with you which you must understand are of a confidential nature, and for your own physical security, you must take careful consideration before they are shared to any great extent with any other ones. The ones Oberlie and Dorma'im Nu have been placed in the specific area of the Tehachapi Mountain location where they now reside because of the presence of the crystal of which we know you are aware. This will be the central computerized system, if you will, of a massive global communication and navigation system for your planet. It will be the primary functioning transmitter receiving system at such time, and should there be required a massive evacuation of this planet, and before we depart this day, our beloved Commander Ashtar will speak with you of these matters, because it is his responsibility, this overall massive dimensional plan. For the same reason that this particular area of which I speak, and that which is known as Tehachapi, because it is so important, there is one that almost matches this one. One crystal, or one multiple crystalline flower, if you will, because crystals grow up and blossom like flowers. They are living, existing energies, and one of the largest other existing crystalline flowers resides under the surface in that area which you call Belize. One of the crystalline skulls that has been unearthed and unfortunately removed from its original site came from that place, Belize. You should get information and study it carefully regarding these crystal skulls. They are the data banks of existence. You must not be totally sidetracked. Belize is an extremely important location, and you will be used there. But there are other projects which you must understand are of more immediate necessity to bring to fruition. One is the acquisition of property surrounding the crystal within that area of Tehachapi, so that we might begin our programming of that system without drawing undue attention, although we have covered that event quite well, as our Commander Ashtar will explain. The other is the message that was written by we of the Space Command, our ancient elders, and our masters, the story of Sipapu. That must be made into a motion picture, a pictorial, which can go out to the masses of your Earth humans. For it is the message of hope, and it will be that which calls attention to these other existences and these other possibilities. And it must be done with expediency. That is because, as Commander Ashtar will explain to you, there is a documentary which will give proof to all humans beyond any question of any doubt of our existence. Those things must be brought about. It is not solely your responsibility. But this is why I take the time to explain to you the importance of these particular projects, so that you will understand that in requesting our assistance, we can better guide you. You see, I am not speaking with you at this moment. I am speaking through a channel. And she is not aware of that which you are aware. But the monies that are in question, those monies that will be coming from that area of the Bahamas is clouded money. And it is surrounded by corruption. There are those who have already made massive attempts to divert that money. And there are greedy battles going on over these funds, so that one entity may receive more than another. Do not hesitate to use that money, but make sure that your transactions are clean and legal. Simply because that money comes from a dark source. Those are dark energies, and they would snuff you out in your physical form. without blinking an eye. And these programs must not be jeopardized by your being snuffed out, Mr. Cudd. You must raise your head and look around and receive input that comes from those ones around you who have access to our vision, the visibility from here, if you will. You are living, physically living at this time in an extremely dangerous location. I have hesitated to say this at this moment because one of the children of my instrument resides in that little town of Paris. We have taken extreme measures. We have energies residing with that one at all times to lift her out into safety. There is going to be a nuclear accident, and the winds will bring some of the radioactivity into your immediate vicinity. There will also be a disruption in that lake, which you call Elsinore, with the release of quite deadly fumes and gases. And that is not in the far, far distant future. This could very well occur as the vibrations of those underground blasts from that place called Nevada reach the fault lines. There will be a shifting in that particular triangular area. And as those plates shift, as those vibrations cause earth shifting, those gases will be released. And those might well be occurring before the beginning of your 1988. Know that you will be kept in safety as long as you understand what you are to do. We have no intention of allowing physical damage to come to your form, to your vehicle. You are needed and you are protected. Should it become an emergency situation, we will send a ship for you. And for those others in your vicinity, such as the Little Debbie, you must simply step into the beam as it comes to you. There will be a warning sound that will awaken you if it is in the nighttime. You are locked into our electromagnetic beam, and you will simply be lifted up into our ship. You are a crucial, crucial piece in the operation of this project. And at this time, I'm going to turn this instrument over to the use of our Commander Ashtar. I will have a little trouble with the instrument, as she has been so extremely anxious to know of their responsibilities, because there will be a heavy load placed upon these two ones, Overly and domain new. Greetings, my beloved brothers.
Greetings.
I am that one Ashtar. I have come now again rather abruptly. I always seem to come abruptly to you of my beloved commanders upon your plane. I will take this opportunity to enlighten you somewhat as to what is planned. As I told you on that day of your calendar, the 13th day of August, that you would be given information directly from our dimensions and a story, a documentary will be written. We will provide you with all information. It will be called the Silver Cloud. And it will be about those things and those energies which will be manifested from those clouds. You will have all credibility you will have all proof placed within your hands so that there will never be a discounting of the authenticity and the reality of our existence. We have moved into a much stronger time where we have been granted the ability to intervene in the more damaging of the explosions being detonated on your sphere. We will be allowed to stop any nuclear devices moving outward toward our dimensions at 100 miles from the surface of your planet. But there are already vibrational waves irreversibly headed toward your major fault lines of that place known as California and the San Andreas. And there are other major faults which will be impacted. That one known as the Hayward Fault to your north, and that other one called the San Jacinto, which comes in at your area called San Bernardino. There will be massive devastation. But before that occurs, there will be those happenings, in all probability, of which Commander Hatton just informed you. There will be other occurrences precipitated by those vibrations prior to a major break. But they are not relevant to the location of U1, William Cudd. It is of great, great importance that freedom be allowed for these ones of my workers, my commanders, in the area of Tehachapi. They must not be preoccupied with daily existence and living requirements. We have withdrawn all manner of outside monetary support to these two. The project is 100% of their time to be used as we instruct. Therefore, they need assistance. And therefore, we offer you assistance. They will be our hands. The little one will write the story. And it will be even more successful in your financial terminology than will be Sipapu. The groundwork is being laid. The people and the players are being pulled in, into the circle. It is imperative that these things move along in a most timely fashion. Your world, your earth, your planet has moved into a new time dimension of which you seem unaware. On the 17th day of August, of your calendar year, 1988, began your new calendar year one. Think about it. You are in a new era. You are in a new age of existence. And you ones of that place must open your eyes. You must look around you. Do you not understand the importance of my words? You are incredibly vulnerable. Your one known as Mother Earth is a living, functioning, and now thinking entity. And she will do with you as she pleases. She has been released from her own blindness. You will come to know these things. Her time of karmic buffering is over, and she will take her place of radiance in the universe. She will be represented in the councils of the universe. And those of you who have volunteered to be there will go with her into that radiance. So, my beloved ones, the efforts will be worth it. I do not wish to lay a heavy load upon you, of our workers. We are never one moment from your side, but we must work more rapidly. Time has been speeded beyond anything which you can comprehend. This is not to frighten. This is to inform. The documentary must be done. And it must be done while there is still time and there are still the masses to receive it. Already, that one known as Sipapu must be filmed in an area distant from that which is Hollywood. Because as the probabilities now portray, there will be no Hollywood. And those probabilities must be taken into consideration by those planning to film these pieces of information for the masses. Do not fool yourselves. There will be cleansing, great cleansing activities by this mother of yours. But they can be somewhat buffered if we can offset some of the negative energies and the unbalance which has been poured into her inner system. But it would require cooperation from all of you. And cooperation from all of you has never been noted prior to this. So we would only hope that you can grow in time. And I will not take more of your time at this moment. I will return to these dear ones at another time as we grow closer to beginning the next phase of our project. I am pleased, pleased to have you in my company, in my immediate circle. You have been blessed ones. You have been chosen and you accepted the responsibility. And I thank you. And I take my leave in total appreciation for that which you are willing to do and that which you are willing to give. For all of your brothers. And I take my leave now in the light of my radiant commander. I am Ashtar. Salut. Salut. And salut to you, my brothers.
Oh,
blue light star.
Hatton returned, Oberly.
Greetings, Hatton.
The little one grows very weary. Quite possibly, we should draw this to a close. Do you have questions that you would ask of me?
Only one.
Oh, we are better today. Only one. Little one did not make her list.
I made this one. I would wish to require that Mr. Cudd come here to hear this the first time, so that we may be certain of his complete understanding. Would you agree?
No. Forgive my bluntness. You are to make copies, and you are to send them by whatever you call your express systems. You are to call him and tell him they are coming, and that he must have reviewing capabilities. It is unacceptable that his tape player is not sufficiently loud. I would discuss this further with you, Oberly, but it is not appropriate, at least at this time. We had a bit of a problem with the recorder. It will be much better if our beloved William has an opportunity to practice with his meditation tapes and listens to these tapes two or three times. And then it would be very good if the three of you, at least the three of you, but possibly consider having a meeting in the presence of the eagle and discuss these things. We want all of you to be totally at ease. For it is only through ease and understanding that these things, which must be accomplished, can be accomplished. And now, because the instrument is so fatigued, I must take my leave and allow her to come back into consciousness. You will note that the body begins to have muscle cramps from inactivity. It has been another lengthy session, for which I apologize, but it was necessary. And now, if you have no other pertinent questions,
we have no other questions, but we do wish to express our great gratitude for this additional effort that you have put forth.
It is done with great love. For you, our brothers, our brethren, we cannot accomplish anything in your dimension without you. and we cannot allow the devastation which would come into our universe and into our dimensions if those ones who dwell on your planet blow it away. You have volunteered to be there. And that means you chose the harder route than did we. You are our other half. We cannot function without you. And you cannot fulfill your commitments without us. So we must help each other. And I will not go through a lengthy goodbye. I will simply take my leave. I am Commander Hatton of the fleet. Salut, salut, salut.